Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss equality of resources and the difference principle. So let's look at equality of resources, right? Strict equality of resources holds that a distribution of property rights and resources is just if and only if it results in everyone having the same amount of resources, right? So that's equality of resources. Everybody has the same amount of resources, right? This solves measurement and comparison problems, right? It also solves the expensive taste problem. But the problem is leveling down again, right? I have to level down my taste and my needs and my wants and everything else that goes with that. I have to make sure that I will be on the same level as everyone else, right? So this is kind of counterintuitive from the free market, but you have to realize that no one holds this view. Almost nobody holds this view. Not even pure socialists, right? There's still a capitalism component to it. So let's look at John Rawls. John Rawls is an American moral and political philosopher. In his book, A Theory of Justice, Rawls proposed a general concept of justice. All social primary goods, liberty and opportunity, income and wealth, and the basis of receives the same resources unless an unequal distribution results in the least well-off receiving more than the self-respect are to be distributed equally if unless an equal distribution of any or all of these goods is to the advantage of the least favored, right? The difference principle says the distribution of rights and responsibilities is just if and only if everyone maintains strict equal distribution, right? So this is kind of Rawls' outlook that unequal distribution results in the least well-off receiving more than the self respect they deserve, right? So this is how Rawls pictures unequal distribution, right? That those that are more well off, that are the least well off, they need to receive more than just self respect, right? So that was kind of his view on this kind of distribution theory, right? So the strength of this argument is it distributes measurable income and wealth, it avoids leveling down objectively, and it creates incentive for people to contribute. So even though in this principle we're still seeing the free market component, there's still somewhat of a redistribution of wealth, right, to help bring up the less fortunate in society. So this is kind of where his mindset was with this. We can still create wealth, and we can still drive income and sales, right? So we can avoid the leveling down concept, because even though I have more money, I can be more protected, because now I know that the social welfare of even the less fortunate are taken care of, right? So there is some common sense into this principle, right? But it kind of moves towards a kind of a socialistic environment, but we don't want to go fully socialistic, right? We want to make sure that people are taken care of, but that free market capitalism is still intact, right? So the weaknesses of this argument, no extra shares for natural handicaps, and it does not hold people responsible for their choices, right? So a lot of times people that are in less fortunate situations have made bad choices, right? They didn't work hard in school. They didn't try to better themselves in society, right? So they're a detriment to themselves through the choices they've made, right? So there's a lot of arguments about which way this should go, right? But I'm talking about my perspective, and what I would like for you to understand is that as employers, right, we need to get away from the differentiation and the discrimination and pay people right, and pay people correctly, right? So that, therefore, we can bring them up out of poverty, right, through good jobs, good paying jobs, right? And then that way they can lift up their family and reinvest and create their own wealth. Now, that is the principles that we should learn from this class. But I just want to show you some different examples and some different mindsets on these equality stances, right? Equality of resources. So this is initial quality, equality of resources, Ronald Dworkin, right? So equality of resources say that a distribution of rights and responsibilities is just if and only if it is the result of people's free choices after an initial strictly equal distribution of resources coupled with insurance against natural handicaps, right? So still an equal distribution of resources, right? But then people have free choices once they are distributed equally these resources, right? And they want to have a built-in insurance against natural handicaps to ensure that they aren't left out and they receive the ample care that they deserve, right? So this is ambition sensitive, right? Initially, it's a strictly equal distribution of resources. After this, people's choices determine their fair share. So once I get my equal distribution of my resources, now I can go into the market and I can create and be whoever I want, right? So this kind of idea provides a natural safety net for everyone in society, but I still have the right to choose in the free market, but we do have, like I said, the security and this insurance net, right? So this is endowment insensitive. A hypothetical insurance market provides extra resources to those with higher costs due to handicaps, right? So a little bit of a downside here, but you know what? We need to make sure that those with a handicap are provided for, right? We live in a social community that we all need to be viewed as equals. So equality of resources according to Dworkin. So the strengths are incentives, right? So I'm giving you incentive to continue to go and create and be, full of ingenuity and innovative, right? Now I have to take responsibility for my choices because I get the same amount of equal resources as everybody else. Then I decide what I do with those resources, right? And insurance against natural disadvantages such as handicaps, right? So the weaknesses of this argument, distribution will depend on both choices and luck, right? And it presupposes individual production rather than specialization and division of labor, right? So here we're really getting our So it's not as equally as distributed as you would think, right? Because some people are in a position that is more advantageous than others, even though we are all receiving the same resources provided, in this case, by the government. Extremely complicated in actual application. It's great in theory, but can it really work? Who knows?